It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt, your host. It is The Morning Show, and hopefully through the miracles of digital technology, Imogen Heap is here.
Hello!
Fantastic. I love it when it works. How are you?
I'm good. I have a rather large delay in my headphones, which I'm going to try and ignore.
Oh, good.
But I'm very good. And all the better for hearing your voice, Nick. It's been a long time.
It sure has. How long's it been in between records, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
In between records, it's usually 4 years, actually. Right. Every time it's 4 years. And this time it's been 4 years, a little bit longer because of slight issue with label at the time. But now I'm releasing it on my own label, which is Megaphonic, which is the label that I put Speak For Yourself out on, which is the kind of the breakthrough album. 4 years.
And it will be coming out here through RCA Records mid-August, yeah.
That's right, yeah, in the US and in Canada and in Mexico, it comes out with on RCA. And it comes out August the 18th, I think.
Well, I want to play some tracks from it. We've got one set up that we're going to go with in just a moment's time, and then we're going to go through another couple of songs as well. So happy to talk to you and to hear the new music. Now, I got some advance music on this just, I don't know, you sent it to me earlier on this year, I guess, and was having fun playing it a little bit. And then you were saying, well, hang on, it's delayed a little bit. But I want to talk about what you set out to do this time around. You had some success, as you said, through your breakthrough record. What did you want to do this time?
I don't know if how many people on the listening to this know, but I spend quite a long time in my studio on my own because I have my own studio, so I produce my own records, I mix them, I engineer them. So it's can be quite a lonely process. More of a maddening process, actually, in the sense that I don't get to kind of get out and about and see my friends and family or even get out of the country. It's kind of like everything stops for that year. And so for this album, I really wanted to try to weave in, daily life. Go out, go on holiday, celebrate, go and see a show, collaborate, make some musical gloves, if that might be my passion. I've been making a piece of technology which I've been dreaming about for so long.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that.
I'm basically using songs as an excuse to do these projects. For 6 weeks, I was invited to go out and be an artist in residence in a city called Hangzhou in China. And I went out there and I could say yes, because that was the whole point of this album, was to be able to say yes to things, and rather than no, I have to do my record. And went out there and, yeah, drew in a couple of hundred people over 6 weeks to get involved in this crazy project, and wrote a song out of that experience from the actual recordings of one particular day. And I went to the Himalayas. I could say yes to my friend Ben, who was making a film about gross national happiness in Bhutan, and went on a 2-week trek up in the Himalayas, up to 5,000 meters, and it was truly incredible. So I've written some music for his film, which is called The Happiest. I almost called it The Happiest Place. Yeah, I keep calling it The Happiest Film, but it's called The Happiest Place. I ended up doing loads of collaborations and designing some tech and making an app, and all of these things kind of connect to each song. But at the core, as always, the most important thing is the song. And so, yes, there's lots of stories and fancy concept stuff behind each song. But it's at the end of the day, it's the song which is the important thing, because that's the thing which most people will hear. They won't hear about all the stories.
I want to talk to you in a little while about those gloves, because I've seen the video that's online about those gloves. But why don't we start off with the song called You Know Where to Find Me. Can you set this one up a little bit? Tell us about this song.
So this is one of my favourites, and that's why it's on number one on the track list of the record. This is a song, in inverted commas, my piano song. So on each record, I usually have a piano song. And at the end, it's usually the piano song. But this one, I really felt it just deserved to be right at the beginning and intro you very well into the journey of the record. So it's written from the point of view of being a river. What it feels like to be the river, taking in all these emotions, these thoughts that people project upon the river when they're in times of trouble or in happiness or rejoicing or wanting somebody to marry them or whatever they're doing at the river. Then what does it feel like to actually be the river and feeling all of this and soaking it up? And the river's inviting us to be still with it when it's kind of between tides, between low and high tide, when the river just stops briefly before it goes back the other way.
All right, we're going to play it. It's Imogen Heap is my guest, Nick Harcourt, your host here at KCSN. From the forthcoming album Sparks, this is the first track we're going to play for you this morning. It's called You Know Where to Find Me.
find me when you're on your way out. Or pass certain busy in our visit.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt, your host, The Morning Show. Imogen Heap is our guest. She's in London. We're here in LA, and she's playing some songs from her forthcoming album, Sparks, due out on the 18th. That one, You Know Where to Find Me, was about a river, or rivers, I guess, in general. When you write songs, do you often have a title in mind, or does the title come as the song comes along?
Actually, that one, I really had a strong title before I had anything, because I didn't want to write the song before I was in this boat above this building in England, London, called the Queen Elizabeth Hall, because I had one night to write this song as a kind of project up there. It was the longest night of the year, actually, back in 2012. And I was sitting there on, just right where I kind of met one of my boyfriends many years ago. So it's a special place. I used to live quite close by. And being back there. So I didn't want to write any of the song before I got there, but this title just came out of nowhere. I guess because people knew where they were going to find me. I was going to be up on the boat. And then I thought, well, what could that mean, you know, where to find me? And then I thought, well, it's almost about, yeah, it's about me being there for my mother or my friends or my partner or my baby, who's now in my tummy. One in about 3 months' time will be out of my tummy, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's about being there for someone, and I feel like the river is there for me, the River Thames specifically, because that's got so many memories that I've kind of poured into it over the years.
Congratulations on your impending motherhood, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Your manager just told me about that a couple of days ago. It's interesting timing, right? Records coming out and all that kind of stuff. We're going to see you over here? You're going to be able to get over here and promote this record?
I'm going to come over next year, because this year I am really I'm really against it with so many things going on. And so I come after the 24th of August. This is my big kind of big show in London, which was going to be the beginning of the tour, which I would have come straight to the States. But, you know, this little one came as a bit of a surprise. So we had to slightly put that on hold. So the plan is to come out and tour in May, hopefully next year. But, you know, all things go to plan, and motherhood's easy, and I'm getting lots of sleep and feeling very calm about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I can imagine taking this little one and my man on tour with me. I mean, it seems crazy right now, but I suppose it'll all come together and make sense eventually.
Tell us about the next song we're going to play. It's called Entanglement, and I think we're premiering this one, right?
Yes, you are. I'm really excited. So this is a song that I actually wrote for a film originally. I wrote it for Twilight, the movie, one of the movies. And I wrote it for a sex scene. And they said to me, please don't make it too raunchy, you know, because we want to keep it to a 12 or whatever. But I didn't want to. They actually asked me to write a different type of song. But me being stubborn me, usually I would have done it. But I kind of thought, well, actually, I've always really wanted to write a song about love and sex. But I've never really done it properly. And so I kind of used it as an excuse and didn't do the acoustic guitar kind of jangly, you know, a slightly, kind of bright, happy, we're having sex song. I wanted to write something a bit more saucy, and a bit more kind of beatsy and slow and sexy.
Right.
So I wrote Entanglement, and they really loved it. They tried desperately to fit it into the movie, but it just didn't work. So
you get to put it on your record.
In that sense, but... But I gained, because I really love this song. And this is the second one on the record, actually. So it almost feels like a playlist of the beginning of the album.
All right.
So I can't wait to play it. It's the first time anyone's heard it.
Let's listen to it. Imogen Heap is my guest. We're playing songs from her forthcoming album, Sparks. This is Entanglement. KCSN, Nick Harcourt with you. Imogen Heap joins us from London, and we're playing tracks of her forthcoming album, Sparks. That one called Entanglement. And I want to squeeze these last two tracks in as well, so we probably better crack on with it. The next one we're going to play, I think, is Me the Machine, yeah?
Yeah, Me the Machine.
Tell us about this one.
I'll tell you briefly because I know I'd go on a bit, don't I? So over the last 4 years, I've been developing a pair of gloves to make music with gesturally, so that you can leap inside your computer software and grab it actually in your own hands, like sculpting sound. Because I was kind of fed up with just interacting computer when making music with software. And so, developed these gloves over the years. So Me the Machine was written for and with the gloves. But it's really about kind of becoming a bit of a maybe workaholic and letting something take over and actually just desperate to kind of go out for dinner and be romantic and have dinner with candlelight and, you know, go on holiday.
And then come back and put your gloves on. There's a video on your website that shows you explaining how these work as well, right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. You can go to our website, imagineheap.com, and there's loads of information about the gloves. And we're going to make them for other people. So that they can also not have to interact with their computer in a kind of stiff way when making music in some respects. And so hoping that lots of people have actually been getting very excited about them. That's why we're actually turning them into something commercial, which was never the plan. It was just purely selfish endeavor of my own.
It's fascinating, I tell you. I did see the video myself a month or so ago, and I was fascinated by it. So thanks for telling us a little bit about it. This is Me the Machine. Imogen Heap is our guest. We're playing songs from her forthcoming album, Sparks. City 85 KCSN, Nick Harcourt, your host on The Morning Show. Imogen Heap joins us from a studio in London, and she's playing songs from her forthcoming album, Sparks. Me the Machine was that one, which is about the gloves. And if you go to imogenheap.com, you can see the gloves that she was talking about. They're really quite fascinating. As we get ready to go to the last song, which is Cycle Song, before we jump into that, I do want to ask you a quick question. When you write songs, how do you start off with your songs? Because they're so complex, and as you said, you spend a lot of time crafting them, and you bury yourself in the studio, and you produce them, and you record everything. How do they start off? Do they usually start off on a piano? Do you sometimes start off on a guitar? How do you develop the songs from the initial idea?
Well, especially for this album, they're very varied. The first song was called Lifeline, and that was actually begun with the sound of a light of a match, because a fan sent in this sound as one of the many hundreds of sound seeds that my fan sent in, and that actually ended up opening the song, was the sound of a match. And then somebody sent in the sound of a slinky going down a staircase, and that created the tempo. And so sometimes it's something like that. Sometimes it's a film, like Twilight, which didn't end up using it, but it was the kind of sense of what was going to be going on in the bedroom. How did I want to set the scene in my mind, and what would go on there? And then with Me the Machine, it was actually, it was a bass line. The bass line kind of directed that song for me, because I wanted to play it with my gloves as if I was playing slow motion basketball. So they all start very differently. But You Know Where to Find Me was on the piano. And You Know Where to Find Me When You're On Your Way Up. That little melody that came before it should have come, really, because I was meant to be not writing the song until I got into the boat. But that one sprung into my mind.
You do involve your fans quite a lot in your work, and I know you have a lot of people on Twitter who follow. We're getting the Twitter feed here is going kind of nuts now because people are tuning in and listening. I want to remind our listeners that you are joining us from London. Imogen Heap is our guest. She's in Wise Buddha Studios. Is that right?
That's right.
In London. And before we jump into the final song, which we're going to play for you, which is called Cycle Song, one of the other things that you've done in completing the album is, and the deluxe box set, is you've had people send in footprints to help create the album cover. Tell us a little bit about the design and conception about this idea.
Well, as with most things with me, there is a large kind of story behind everything. And with this one, it began with the sound of a match, with a fan sending in that sound. And I wanted to end it. I wanted the kind of last hurdle, in a way, which is the the album design, to be accompanied. I wanted to walk the finish line with the fans, and I wanted to somehow get some part of their body or a message from them or something somehow on the album cover, entangled in the kind of the threads of the album cover. So I asked people to send in footprints, and I got them to paint their feet all various different colours that they wanted to, and then they scanned them in, and lo and behold, all their feet, not everyone's feet, there's some people that bought the box set basically. There's this amazing box set package which we developed to tell the whole story, because there's making of documentaries and music videos and often extra stuff for each one of these songs over the last 3.5 years. There's a lot of stuff. So we made this big box set, and the first 100 people that bought them, are actually 80 of them, are going to be coming to my house in a week or two.
Wow.
To celebrate to get their box sets and to celebrate the release. And a lot of them put their footprints on the front cover. And there's actually an interactive webpage you can go and you can kind of see where they come from in the world. So that's quite cool. I'd love to actually mention, if it's not too sneaky,
sure.
The album is out on the 18th, but today actually is the pre-order for iTunes.
Okay.
So if anyone liked Entanglement, they can actually get it as a free track in a week from now if they pre-order it now or something.
Okay.
So I just wanted to say that because that's quite exciting.
Yes, totally. And what else is exciting, as you said, is that you're going to become a mom in about three months. So you've got a busy rest of the year ahead of you. Do you know what you're getting, by the way?
No, I don't. It's a secret.
It's going to be a surprise. It's great talking to you, Imogen.
Yes, lovely to talk to you again, Nick.
And the album is Sparks. It comes out on the 18th. You can pre-order it today through 18th of August, that is. Pre-order it today through iTunes. And we'll see you over here next spring, we hope.
Yes, I'll be there.
We're going to go out. We're going to wrap it up, taking it to the top of the hour. Jim Nelson will come in and join our listeners through the rest of the day. From Sparks, this is the final song. It's called Cycle Song. Thank you so much. Great talking to you.
Lots of love. Take care.
Ciao.